Actually, sometimes during the day, I'm in the car, editing my phone by around 11 o'clock, so you could house with Dapo.
If there's an additional people moving into the chotzer on Shabbos, do they ask? Now, how do we have additional people moving in on Shabbos? This means, Rashi explains, that you had a wall between two chatzers. So when Shabbos came in, it was separate Rishuyos. Each one had to make a separate hirv. Now, middle of Shabbos, the wall in between fell down, and you have new uninvited guests, and you did it. Right, in your chatzer. Now you have a chatzer that includes both chatzers. So l'cha'ira, you should have a problem that you don't have an air of chatzers in between. Amar of chizda toshma. Chatzer g'dil shenifrat zol chatzer k'tano. If you have the larger chatzer that has an opening to the smaller chatzer, what do we say? G'dil muter z'k'tano asura. The larger one is muter because it has gifufin closing it off. The ketan of the small one is also because it is part milua to the gedoil. And the Gemara's understanding, the lashon nifritza means it was broken open. When was it broken open? On Shabbos. So we see, although mitchilas Shabbos was closed, so the chatzah ketana had a total closing on Erev Shabbos. Still, when it'll break open on Shabbos, the Chatzah Ketana will become awesome. So we see clearly that if it's broken open on Shabbos, you don't say Mutter, you don't say since it started before Shabbos closed, it remains Mutter. But rather, as it breaks open, it becomes awesome. It's talking about a case that it was broken open from Erev Shabbos. Only by him, Amer, Elavadim by Yom. Don't say maybe you can say it was broken open by Yom. Definitely it was broken open by Yom. Tomorrow, the Omar, boy, me Ervuno, me Ervuno, boy, me Ervuno, you deist, Ervuno, you deist, Shaila, Erev, there, Chapesach, if they made an Erev through Pesach. Right? We know two Chatzeris, if there's an opening more than Tanamis, so they have to be married together. But less than Tanamis, it's a Pesach. They have the option of doing separately or together. So if you had a chotzer that was less than 10 amis open between each other, and they made an erev together, right? How were they able to make an erev together? Because there's an opening, because there's a doorway. Now, erev derech haPesach v'nistam haPesach. If they made an erev between the two chotzeres through the Pesach, now the Pesach got closed up on Shabbos. Yeah, you had a big pile of stones fell. Pesach is now sealed up. Erev derech haloyin v'nistam haloyin ma'u. V'omali Shabbos kivon shochurochur. Once it became mutter erev Shabbos, it remains mutter whole Shabbos. So, if so, we see clearly that we hold of hutra. Once we hold of kivon shochurochur, so obviously we'll say the same thing in the first case of chatzik derech chatzik tano. So, Mamela will have to say chatzik derech chatzik tano nifritza meant nifritza miboy diyun. Yeah, the problem only starts because it was open by Yom. Mashenkin, if it would have been closed when Shabbos came in, it would be okay. Itmar,
Kois Lubim
Yitzchak says,
Shinofa. What's the question? Do you want to play with Shabbos? Can you? I think the question
is,
do you want to play with
Shabbos? Right.
That will be
Mutter. Correct. You say Hutcher. Right. Itmar koiz bim vez khatzer yo is shon auf al rav ma im talt mel dal names shmul ma zam talt dik mo khitz so we zam talt dik mo khitz. If you have a wall between two khatzer yo is that was completely closed, so if it's completely closed, each one makes their own air. Now what happened? The wall fell down. So Rav Omar, im talk about Dal Ramis. You can't carry more than Dal Ramis. Why would that be? Obviously, because you did not say Hutra. Since right now it's open one to another, it's awesome. Ushmul Omar. Now, just a second, what are we talking about? We pass the Kab Shemin. So Kelm Sheh Shavzu B'chotzer would be Mutra to carry in the chatzer, from one chatzer to another chatzer. So we'll have to be talking about Kayom Shov Subabayas. Or Rashi gives us a much simpler answer that Rav Lashitasa could be talking about. Hecha She'irvu, Rav holds, you don't have that thereof. Because with Geyser, it will be Klei Bias in the Chatzer, which you'll have a problem, yet you'll exchange with the Klei Chatzer and then move around the Klei Bias from Chatzer to Chatzer. So, since over here, up until the wall fell down, there was a kosher Erev, so you have Klei Bias in the Chatzer, you're going to have a problem even carrying Klei Chatzer from Chatzer to Chatzer. Yeah, but not to confuse things. Simply, we're talking about Kalim that are usher to move from one Chatzer to another Chatzer. Are now usher to move. Why? Because it's nifrit salam akim ha'asala. Correct? The wall fell down in the middle of Shabbos, the wall between the two chateres. It's nifrit salam akim ha'asala. Rav does not hold of this din of hutcher.
This issue is then stopped at Shav Subabayis?
On Shav Subabayis, it will definitely be usher. On things that were.
You want to move it back to the Bayis? It's
not accessible. Right. You have a nifrit salam akim ha'asala now. You have a place that.
So we don't say kibbutz ritzur,
correct?
And we're saying that if people came to shul supervised, either way, we can't move them in and out.
Right. Rav Amram tell the Dalai Lama is Shmuel Amar Hazem tell the Adikum Mechitzah Hazem tell the Adikum. No, each one can bring till the edge of his Mechitzah, means his whole Rishus. This the Rav said, his halacha, he argued in Shmuel, he said, you don't say Hotra. Is totally in a machloek. We learn out, not because that's what he said, but rather from a story that we figured it out. Rav and Shmuel was sitting in a chatzah. Nafal Buddha de Beni Beni, the wall in between fell down. Amalu Shmuel, Shkulu Glima, take a beged, Negiduba, and spread it out to be a machitza. Now, what would be the problem to do that? There should be two problems. If you don't have an Erev, because the wall fell down, it's a Makmasala, first of all, we also take the Beged and even bring it to the breach in the wall. That would be one problem, carrying. There should be another problem, you're not going to make Mechitza Materas on Shabbos. Right, well, he didn't tell them to do that, but he said, Shkulu. Right, and there'll be another problem of making a mechitza on a terrace on Shabbos. Hadrin Rav Lapi, Rav turned his face away. Rav wasn't very happy with what was going on. Amalahu Shmuel, I copied Abba, Shkulu v'kitruba. Shkulam Yone v'kitruba. If Rav is so upset, take Rav's gartel and tie up the mechitza, it should hold it up. Meaning, he was very forceful in his opinion. This is the halacha, and you can go ahead with it. Again? By hanging the mechitza. So simply it would sound like you're trying to make a mechitza in the middle to be matrit. The problem with that is that can't really be, because manav shach. If it's usher until there, you have no way of bringing the beged up until the wall. And second of all, it would be mechitza on a terrace, which would be usher to make on Shabbos. Why would you have to hang it up like Shmuel? Exactly like you're asking. Then you say you can carry it on the mechitza. The reason Shmuel put it up is for tznius, not because he held you need a mechitza there, just for tznius. But upon him, we see Shmuel al hutra, and Rav argued that not all of hutra.
Mechitza tznius is lav mechitza here.
Correct. That's why Shmuel was able to metalpel, and Shmuel was able to put it up. The Shmuel held the vutra. Rav that turned away obviously didn't hold the vutra. Rav, he's really the Asir Lemelay. If he held the Asir, let him say his opinion. There's Asir the Shmuel Ab, the Shmuel's city, so he was up to Shmuel to make the psak, to pull the shots. Yochi, my time, I didn't happy. So why did he turn away? I knew if you're in Shmuel's jurisdiction, let Shmuel pass, and why are you getting involved in turning your face away to show you're not happy about it? Because he was achroy that much that they shouldn't be saying over that Taka Rav agrees to the psak, so he looked away. Kilu, I'm not involved here. What's going on? Chotzer shnifritz al yishus rabim. If you have a chotzer that was nifritz yishus rabim, either the chatzar was totally open to Shabbos, more than Esser, it can't be a Pesach anymore. So you had a chatzar that was completely closed. Now it's broken open to Rosh Hashanah. So, l'cha'ira, three walls, b'derech klal, have within Rosh Hashanah. You have here, at least one wall was open, more than 10 amps. Can't be a Pesach anymore. So what's the halacha? Ha'machnes b'terech l'sh z'yachid, e'y m'shtiach l'teich, chayiv d'irev l'ez. L'ez is a tremendous kiddush. This all of a sudden turns into Rosh Hashanah. It remains a caramelist. So obviously, Rav Elazar is going to need a big explanation. Because L'chayir, not only it's not a Rosh Hashanah, but the rights of Shem Yishu Zayochid. In fact, the Gemara of Rav Elazar, Mishom the Nifus Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, because it's broken open to Rosh Hashanah, and the whole Malachi becomes Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara in Rav Elazar, L'tamei, Tanya, and the Sheltzu, Rav Elazar, from a totally different Indian, from Bava Basra. Rabbi Basra speaks a lot about zchusim in a sada, neighbors and all kind of things. If I have a zchus to your sada, and it says as follows: If you have a field in the middle, yeah, like the picture in this Gemara here, you have a field right in the middle. All around it, you have somebody else's fields, right? Now, the inside person, in order to get into his field, he obviously has to have a path somewhere. So he had a path. Now he went away for vacation for a few months. He comes back. It's all overgrown. Can't remember where his path is. What's halacha? Halacha is the outside field is mechuyev. We're not talking about isvat al tzdini mominus. He's mechuyev to shtel him to a path, smallest path. Whenever I have money by you, I can force you to give up that money. Right? When it says a short time, if your short time was mazik my behemoth, yeah, so I can only mummy goof for you. Now you have 50 animals, you can't imagine, you have no idea which one it was. You know it was one of them. You can't say, I don't know, pick your choice, go wherever you want. It's not this one, mechtesa. You have to give up one of them. So too, when you have a field around, surrounding, you have my path somewhere, you must give up a path. But which path would you give, obviously? Smallest, weakest, schwachest path. Masha'en came by a rabbim, if the rabbim picked their own path, we say that remains their path, that we tie up that with their path that belongs to them, and they keep it. So Omer, if they chose their own road, whatever they picked remains. So too. One second. That's only if they lost a derech in that sada. It means they can't go and pick their own derech in somebody else's sada. They can't decide they want a path from somebody's field. It's only if there was originally a path there that they lost. They can return the path to themselves by picking it. What does the Gemara want? Yeah, the Gemara wants that so too there must have been a path for the rabbin going through this chatzir. The chatzir closed it off. Now that the wall fell down, they regain their original path that they have. So Mela, it turns back into Rosh Hashanah. If you're going to say so to our Gemara, is talking about a case that originally they had a path in that chatzar and they now regained it. So far, this is what seems the Gemara is assuming is the machlokes. That the Blazer holds, the Rabbin re-chose their derech that they once lost there, and that's why it turns into the Rabbin. And the Gemara just asks questions on the Lashon, if this can be the Ukimta that we're talking about. Frag the Gemara of Amrav, Chanina, Al Mokim Mechitza Machloikis. Ad Mokim Mechitza Machloikis. That the Machloikis is the entire inside of the Chatzir up until the Mokim Mechitza. Meaning the Mokim Mechitza itself, everybody's masking Mishra Shusurabim. Where's the Machloikis Karamel Shusurabim? On the inside of the Chatzir. So it doesn't sound like it's a path. Sounds like well, as a whole, the Rosh Hashanah is the entire chatzah. So the Gemara, no, Ema, Al Mokim Mechitza Machlokes. Machlokes is actually on the Mokim Mechitza itself, that place that fell down. The mail of that place was Taka original path, originally a path of Rosh Hashanah. Now the Rabbim reclaimed their path. So the first pshat, the Ibay Seima is going a totally different pshat. The first pshat was that we don't know exactly till where the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim went, right? The wall's not here, and Mamela we say that wherever the Rabbim goes till, we're assuming that was the path that the Rabbim originally had. Now we're saying a new pshat is that we know exactly till where the original wall was. This is a Kholi's Gemachloikis. The Blazer holds Tzidei Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, which means as follows. Places where the Rabbim, Moses says in Ksubis, it means places where the Rabbim sometimes squeeze themselves into. Meaning, the regular path of the Rabbim is not to go there. But sometimes, when there's an overflow, and there's a big atzeres machon, there's a lot of people in the Rabbim, so they stick themselves over into this side of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So Rabbi Elazar holds, it gets a din of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And the Chacham holds not like that. So Mamela, this chatzar, being that the wall fell down, the Rabbim now squeezes into the side of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Mamela becomes Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Rabbi Elazar becomes Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Even if we know clearly it's not part of the Shirab, it's included. Oh, very good. Gemara's going to discuss it. Very good. Why say such an interesting case of Chotz Shnivet Shirab? Why not talk about a regular Tzidir Shirab? So Gemara, if we discuss a regular Tzidir Shirab, Avamino, Kipli, Rabbanu, Rabbanu, Lazer, when do the Rabbanu hold Tzidir Shirab is not Kirish Shirab? When there are stumps, usually at the end of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you have stumps that end Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So, although the Rabbim squeezes themselves in past that, we would say, okay, but since it's clearly defined and separate, the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim from the Tzidir Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, there are going to argue an old Tzidir Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. But in a case, like in this case that the chatzah, the wall fell down, there's absolutely no differentiation, you can walk straight in. There, maybe the Chama Moedra Riblaz that it does have a dinner shram. Mashmallah, and even there, they're going to argue. Frank the Gemara of Amitaycha Kamar. It says, if you carry out from Mitaycha to Rishus Ayachid, Riblaz Old Schaev. Lashon is Mitaycha, from inside, meaning not only by the edge is a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, even the entire inside of the Chatzah is a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Zakti Gemara, either Rabbanon mitoicha, Amr Yunam mitoicha, that he's borrowing the terminology from the Rabbanon, but he actually means only by the border. Rabbanon, and what's the Rabbanon themselves that say this Lashon? Amr Rabbanon Tzidir Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Rabbanon is talking about Tzidir Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Adlei Inu mitoicha, and they answer back and discuss the inside of the Chatzah. Rabbanon started out talking about at the edge, right? And they're arguing Rabbi Elazar. So why all of a sudden do they say mitaycha that we should say Rabbi Elazar was also borrowing their terminology of mitaycha? So the Gemara halachikam there Rabbanu Rabbi Elazar. Rabbanu telling Rabbi Elazar as follows: Milay kamoides leicha dintalta mitaycha l'shiram u'mashal mitaycha depatim nishik karamelis. Aren't you masking that deep inside the chatzer is definitely a karamelis? Meaning, the breach of the mechitza here doesn't make any difference that all of a sudden turns into Rabbim. You might the inside is a caramelist. So tzidei nami loishna. So the side, the edge should also be a caramelist. Rabbi Lezer answers us in loika darsi lo Rabbim, ha'cha kadarsi lo Rabbim. That the Rabbim don't go deep inside, but on the edge they do go. In the middle, the edge has been into Rabbim. There's two interesting ideas to point out. One of them is that we discussed earlier a question of Hutra. And over here, we obviously lost the Hutra. So in this case, it turns into real Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Deraisa. We don't really have an issue of Hutra. The next Mishnah, we're going to have cases where the Mechitzas fall down on Shabbos, which retains its Din Rosh Hashanah Yachid, Mideraisa. And again, we're going to have this issue of Hutra. So there's a difference, we had much, much earlier than the first paragraph, I think, that the Gemara was mechalik between if the urine come on Shabbos or if you have a problem of missing mechitzas. The case we discussed earlier today was a case that you have additional people involved here. Mashenka, in the next case, is talking about we have machitzas falling down. That's one issue. There's another issue, if you remember, I think it was Dafchav Beis, we had a story of Asi Rab and Batal Machitzas that the Gemara spoke about if Eretz Yisrael, that Miles from Eretz Yisrael remain Rosh Hashayachit, and the Rishonim explained over there that any place that is not owned by the Rabbim will not be able to become Rosh Hashayachit. Yeah? Which might have to do with this question of this Chatzar. If the wall broke down, why would it have to be that it was Rabbim Shabir Lamderech and taking back their path? Because if the Rabbim would go there without owning it, it might not be able to become Rosh Hashanah. Look at the Mishnah. Chatzar Shenifetzel Rosh Hashanah Mishnei Ruchasa. If you have a Chatzar that two walls are broken open to Rosh Hashanah, Mechem Bayez Shenifetzel Rosh Hashanah, a house that two walls are broken open, Mechem Mavu Shenifetzel Rosh Hashanah, a Mavu that it's Lechoyov, either Lechi or Kayer came down on Shabbos, Mutarin, but Shabbos is also Lavi. What happened here was the mechitzas were broken. It does not have kosher mechitzas anymore. Either chatzer or amavoy or lechi kaira, which our ma'atir came down on Shabbos. Meaning, the beginning of Shabbos, it was okay. On Shabbos, it came down. So Rabbi Yehuda says, for that Shabbos, you're okay. Right? We know this means kivon jehutra otra. Asur lasid lavoy. The next Shabbos obviously will be a problem because the next Shabbos arrives. You don't have good machitzas. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yisrael, nothing doing. In return, lost Shabbos, lost Lavoi, lost Lavoi, as soon as your Shabbos. There's no such a call as mutter. If it's mutter, it'll always mutter. Asr, it'll always be asr, which is more than explained to me in the Tanya. And since it's asr next Shabbos, so too it's asr this Shabbos, you don't see mutter. Frank Gemara, what is going on? What is the story here that we're talking about two walls breaking? Why would you need two walls to break the Aser the Chatzar, right? Obviously, we're talking about a case that enough walls fell down, the Chatzar should become Aser. And on that we're discussing if you say Hutra or not. So what is a case that the walls have to fall down to be Aser? How many walls have to fall down to be Aser? Oh. So the Chayra, if one wall falls down more than 10 Amis open, one wall is open more than 10 Amis, you lose the Shein Pesach, it's already Aser. So the truth is, it's not so simple. We had it much earlier, the sugi of chatzeres and chutzeres and mechitzes. That could be if you have one wall broken up more than 10, it's the last wall in the chatzer. You can have a din of very good of the pas dalid. So we're talking about one wall past that. Obviously, we're talking about a case that one wall would be problematic, right? If the fourth wall is not problematic, so talking about the third wall. And the Gemara is going to try to figure out why the Mishnah chaps on dafka two walls. If it's broken up more than 10 amis, if it's talking about it's ilim be'eser less 10 or less, right? By the way, this is an interesting idea. The Tosfos is very close to the beginning of the Masechta that speaks out. When we discuss eser, many times you're waiting to say less than 10, right? And it says 10 amis. Halacha is, this that we say a doorway, less than 10 amis turns the doorway, is 10 amis or less. Right? We learned out, Daf Beis, Daf Gimel, that a sheer pesach is 10 amis. So it can be a full 10 amis. 10 amis or less. Mashayin Kintaisa speaks out, when it says Dalit Tvachim, there, Dalit is already a Makom Chashuv. So if Dalit makes a problem, it's Dalit or more make a problem. Right, Taisa says Eser is Kalamata, Dalit is Kalamayla. When we talk about Dalit Fachim, Dalit is already Mokum Chashim, Dalit or more. When we talk about 10 being a Pesach, it's 10 or less being a Pesach. The shear of 10 is included in the less, which could be a Pesach. So Zok to Gemara, Ilim Be'eser, if we're talking about the Pirates is 10 or less, Ma'ishlam Urachachaz Naran Pischu, Mishay Yuchiz Nami Pischu. Why? By one, we know you say it's a Pesach. So even if it's by two, let's also say it's a Pesach, and it should be okay. LBSM, yes, we must be talking about the period. It's more than 10 amis. So if it's more than 10 and it cannot become a door, so even if you have one wall, it will already be a problem. Why do you need dafka two walls? It's talking about 10 or less. Okay, going to Nifritz of Karen's obvious. The break is by the corner. When we say two walls, we mean part of each wall in the corner. So it's broken open by a corner. So although it's less than 10 amis, what's the mile of less than 10 amis that we consider it a door? Piskel, Karen's obviously have the inchi. People do not make doors at the corner. Mimela usually would have after being a door. Hey, yois, it's broken open in a corner. We cannot make it into a door and it will be a pirtza, even though it's less than 10 amis. We had a tesis in the first pack that said, it's Kamara Gemara, that if you have a mechitza, meaning a tzuras pesach at the corner, you would be able to make a door out of it. Which means that we won't assume a pirtza is a door. Normally, less than amis, we assume it looks like a door. We won't assume it by ourselves. But if you have a tzuras pesach, so you clearly announced it's a door, it would be able to come a door. The Ram over here argued and said that no, even if you have the Rach, even if you have a Tzuras HaPesach on the door, it cannot be a good door.
Once you have a Tzuras HaPesach, though, Esther doesn't matter, it's irrelevant.
Correct. Correct.
Correct. The amount would matter.
Correct. Zog de Gemara, geen bayis nifrat vir khoysov, mei shmu khachas, again the same question, mei shmu khachas dem so by a chotzer we said less than 10 amis becomes a pesach. By a house which is makure, which has a roof, we have another eight. So we have the eight of pitikra yerid v'soisa. Mei shmu khachas amin pitikra yerid v'soisa, less than 10 amis we say pitikra. I'm sorry, one wall one mukham to say pitikra. Mishtei ruch is namin lein pitikra yerid v'soisa. Two walls we should also say pitikra yerid v'soisa. So in Rav's Pshat, she said Pshat is Kunchinifrit, Pekaren Zavyis, who's broken down at a corner. That's what it means, two walls. Why would you need a corner? Again, because a corner you can't say becomes a Pesach. You can't say the walls close up and make it into a Pesach. V'kiruyoy ba'alachzoin. The roof is at an angle. Mamel, you don't have Pitikir v'soisim. Right, the idea of Pitikir v'soisim is not like people think, that it's the length of the roof now closes down to the bottom. It's rather that tiny ledge at the side, the width of the thickness of the roof, that is like a small machitza that the Sigur Achasan goes straight down and closes it. So therefore, if the roof...
overhang, you mean? You mean the little overhang coming down?
It doesn't have to be an overhang. The edge of the thickness of the roof, which you can see standing from the side. Right, we're talking about there's no wall there. So you see the thickness of the board. Right, that goes down.
Like a little lip.
Correct.
So once you have a lip,
correct,
then you can say pitikra.
Right, that's what we had yesterday, that if you close off the whole roof, you lose your pitikra, because there's no lip sticking out anymore. Right? If you have a half a roof, you can plant them under that, and the rest, you say pitikra, the rest you can plant zeron. If you close the roof, you lost that lip, right?
You don't have any pitikra over there, so you have no mechitza over there anymore.
So, therefore, if it's ba'alachzon, you don't have that being straight, so you don't say pitikra anymore.
You can make it like this. Does it work at the corner?
Are we talking about the roof now?
Yeah, the corner is cut off. No corner.
It's ba'alachzon. The roof is like this.
You're saying you don't mean the corner by Lachson, you mean
it's a slanted
roof, there's a problem.
They have
with the
reason to some different thing?
No, I thought you meant that the corner was like Lachson, meaning that the wall, you can have
no,
to
I think,
that's what I
think
thought
that,
you meant at first.
I think the actual
you mean
roof,
the roof is slanted.
I think the actual roof is by Lachson.
Well, that would depend if the bottom was flat or not, also, of the roof. Because if you had an Lachson, but the bottom
I got
was
it wrong? The Gemara earlier calls it Karazila. Why over here does it call it
Karazila?
Karazila means this. It means on a slant.
Shipua?
Yeah. So why over there calls it Azila, here it calls it Alachsen. When we read the Ma'ir Shnifer, it's a few by Alachsen and Amachitzis, like the picture actually, not like me. Yeah, Gavin Lamarin and Pitikra, correct. Right, Taiz explains that it's not kind of like I was saying, it's like Taiz has in the picture here. And Kai Gavin, you also don't say Pitikra. Okay, so it's Machakos Rashi Taiz is still what the picture is. I don't know why in Taiz's case you wouldn't say Pitikra. Fine. So to Gemara, when Shnifer became Zavis Kriba Lachsen, Lekom Emer Pitikra, here it says. Ushmul Amar. So again, why is he talking about two walls? Because it's let it be one wall as well. Teretz is less than dynamis, and the only reason you don't say less than dynamis turns to a wall is because it's going from two sides. And what happened to Pitikra? It's talking about that it's Ba'alachsen, and mainly you don't say Pitikra by an Alachsen.
Slanted roof in that case.
Ushmul Amar, Afilu B'yasa M'yasa. It's talking about even the opening is more than 10 amas. So why does it have to be talking about two walls? Even one wall you wouldn't say it becomes a doorway. Mishum bayis. The reason it chaps on two walls in the chatzer can actually be talking about one wall. Since it's more than 10, it's already a problem. The reason it chaps on two walls is for a bayis, which in bayis it has to be two walls. You're saying, why does it have to be talking about two walls? Because in a house you're going to need two walls. Why? Because more than 10 is not an eitzah in the house, because it's still going to have eitzah of pitikir v'soisim. Right? You can't say it's usher in a house because it's more than 10 amis, because you still have the idea of pitikir. Therefore, it had to be two walls. For some reason, by two walls, there we won't say Pitikra anymore. So, agav, the house being two walls, it says the chatzer are also two walls. Yeah? Meaning, of course, two walls is also a problem by chatzer. The question is, there's no necessity to be two walls. Right? So, that was saying the reason it chaps on two walls for a house, which more than 10 is not going to be an issue because although you can't close it off as a Pesach, you still say Pitikra. For some reason, now that it's two walls, you're not going to say Pitikra. In fact, the Gemara, Maisham Ruchachas Namina Pitikra, you say some based Ruchas Namina Pitikra, you say some. By one wall, you say Pitikra, so by two walls, you also say Pitikra. Vesu, another Kashem, he is the Shmuel Pitikra, you say some. The Shmuel Bechlal of Pitikra, the Shmuel Bechlal is not the Pitikra, you say some. Vaitma Achsadra Bebiko, if you have an Achsadra, it means a roof on poles in the middle of a Biko. We said the reason it says a bicker is really because it has no walls, no side walls in a bicker. If it'll have side walls, it might be more of a reason to say pitikra. So the Gemara Rava Omer Mutal Talat Lebekulosh Mulamer Em Talat Mel Dalat Amis. So we have a machlokes. We say pitikra. What's the machlokes? Rav and Shmuel and Achsadra Bebiko. Rav says you say pitikra. He says because you don't say pitikra. So we have a Shmuel clearly that does not have pitikra. It's a seisim. So what are you telling me that over here, if you have one wall, Shmuel is going to say pitikra? That's why you need to be two broken walls. You see clearly, Shmuel B'chal is not the pitikra by Achsadra. The Gemara mistake. Holy kashik, he lisle bedalit, avasholosh isle. No, don't tell me Shmuel never holds a pitikra. By Achsadra B'bikra, which has no walls, you have to say pitikra on all four sides. There he doesn't say pitikra. But of course, if you have three walls, he will say pitikra if you say so. So the second kashik is that Shmuel never holds a pitikra is a mistake. Shmuel does hold a pitikra. So what are we left with? Mikolim Kim Kasher, the first Kasher Shver, that what? That over here, who cares if you're missing two walls? Just like when you're missing one wall. We say Pitikra. So why does Shmuel say that now that you're missing two walls, you don't say Pitikra? So again, what we have here is as follows. By Abayis, it says missing two walls. Becomes the case that will be Aser, if not Rahut. Why would be missing two walls be a problem? So Rav said it's talking about in a corner. It's less than 10 amos open. It's talking about a corner. So in the corner, you can't say that it becomes a Pesach. Shmuel said, no, it could be talking about more than 10 amos open. We're not discussing the issue of Pesach. It can't become Pesach. Forget about that. So what's the issue? If you say Pitikra, Rav says you can't say it's not a case of Pitikra. Why? Because the roof's on an Alachsen. Alachsen, you don't say Pitikra. Shmuel says, you know why you don't say Pitikra? It's broken open from two sides. Frank Mora, so what? Two sides should also say Pitikra. It says, Zakti Gemara, Kida Amri, Be Rav, Mishmedi Rav, Kigun Shinifritz, Bikaren Zavis, Vikulu Balachsin, just like Rav said his case. That it's why don't you say Pitikra? Because the roof is Balachsin. So too, we're going to say a case that you can't say Pitikra. What's going to be the case? Hachinam Kigun Shinifritz, Bikaren Zavis, Vikiruyoi Ba'arba. It's talking about the roof is four tefachim in. If you look at the picture of Rashi, you see that the indentation on either side goes in four tefachim, then goes out five amis, again five amis, and again four tefachim, which means as follows, that besides for the length of how many amas it goes in, there's another aspect going on here that there's an indentation for tefachim before it starts, which makes for tefachim is, we know, always a serious makim. The mela, you're going to need pitikra on those for tefachim, then on the amas, again on the amas, and again on the for tefachim, which will come out, how many pitikras are you going to need? You're going to need four pitikras. So we're talking about a case that you can't make a pesach out of it from the walls, either a corner, one of four amas, or one of ten amas. The case that you're going to, it's be necessary to be machshor through pitikra, and you're going to have four directions where you're going to have to say pitikra in. And this is a tremendous chiddush, because normally when we say Shmuel says be'chsad rebikki, you don't say pitikra on all four sides. We mean that if you have to close up all four directions, you don't say pitikra. If you have already mechitzis, then the remaining directions you would say pitikra. This Gemara sounds like Shmuel holds, if you have to say pitikra in four directions, even though you have three mechitzis, but if you have to say pitikra in four directions, you don't say it anymore.
All four of those directions have to be
dal tefachim. It has to be where you have a necessity to say pitikra. Once you have dal tefachim, it's already a chashuv enough place that you'll have to say pitikra on it.
And what? And we're not making it a pesach because
but obviously you'll have to have a necessity to close off that.
Yes.
If you said dal amis, I'd change it to dal tefachim. You have to have that. There's a necessity to close it up. If you don't have an issue to close it up, if it's an extra corner, there'll be no issue at all. We're obviously talking about a case of the corner. Somewhere where you have to close it up, bilchas mechitzis. So then we say, if we less than four tefachim, we would ignore it. Being that it's four tefachim, we have to actually close it up.
And we can't make it a pesach with no amud there. What's the reason why we can't make it into a pesach?
That's either because it's in a corner or because it's a
no amud there. Maybe is that the reason? Yeah. No lefty.
It's like it could be either a corner or amount of space that you have. There's more than 10 amas.
Could have been less than four tefachim. Would be upset.
It sounds like if you say Peter Kotol there, it'll be okay. It's more than love. I don't know what it'll help exactly. It's not a chashuv enough for shus to make an issue that should have to close it off. I'm not sure which din would help to close it off. So again, there's a machlokes Rav and Shmuel as to why you don't have Peter. Rav holds the issue is alachsin. Shmuel holds the issue is because you have too many directions to say pitikra on. Frag the Gemara. Shmuel Yomar Karav. Why didn't Shmuel say like Rav? That the reason you don't say pitikra is because of alachsin. Alachsin, like Tony, it doesn't say a new ukimta of alachsin. Alachsin seemed to be a much bigger ukimta than Shmuel, that it's a whole different way the roof is set up. Rav can't say like Shmuel, obviously, in Kain Avli Kach Sadra, because it turns in, what's the worst it's going to turn into? An Achsadra Vibika. And it's missing four sides, and that's why you don't say Pitikra. And Rav Lutameid, Omar Achsadra Murta Lutalda Bukula. Rav holds, actually, you can say Pitikra, it's say Simon Achsadra missing four walls, so it wouldn't help Shmuel's case. Because you say even a whole four sides you give Zayzim. So now the Gemara says as follows: this machleik is Rav and Shmuel by Asad Rebbeika. How many amis is it open? So we have two lishonos. Be'eser, meaning there are poles down on the bottom. How many amos in between the poles? Be'eser, kulam loy pligi. If it's less than 10, everybody agrees. You would say pitikra on all sides. Ki pligi, when is the machlekes? Be'eser, if the space is more than 10 amos. You could have just the opposite. Be'eser, kulam loy pligi. If it's more than 10 amos, everybody's masking their works. Ki pligi, be'eser, the whole machlekes is, less, I'm sorry, more than 10 amos, everybody agrees it would not work. Machlekes is by less than 10 amos if it works or not. Now, we know that the chayre, if it's part of milua, you don't say it becomes a door, even less than 10 amos. Right? The Torah says we're working here with mitzad pi tikra. Tosis understands a few places. The idea of pi tikra is also to become a door. Right? Normally we think pi tikra closes it against. Tosis explains in other places that the idea of pi tikra is to become a door. Mimele would again be mugbo to the space of 10 amos. So again, could have to do with the share of Tanamis. So we have two Lashonis in the Gemara. If less than Tanamis, everybody's masking, you do say Pitikra, or the other way, more than Tanamis, everybody agrees, you would not say Pitikra.
Would come Chayvin Mezuzah then if it's going to become Pesach. If you're going to use that, if you have some kind of setup like that.